Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 10 Things Every Child with Autism Wishes You Knew, revised and updated by Ellen Knopbohm, is a concise nonfiction guide about autism awareness, understanding, and support, written for parents, teachers, therapists, and other adults who work with children on the spectrum. The book uses a clear and compassionate framework, 10 core things that autistic children want the adults around them to understand. Rather than treating autism as a list of deficits, it emphasizes how children experience the world differently in sensory, social, linguistic, and emotional terms. The revised edition expands on communication, social processing, and the role of adult attitudes in shaping a child's development. Its purpose is practical, as well as interpretive. It helps readers distinguish between behaviors that are deliberate and those that reflect overload, confusion, or unmet needs. The result is a short but influential guide that aims to improve everyday relationships, reduce misunderstanding, and support autistic children in becoming more capable and self-directed. I will give you key takeaways from this book. The book frames autism as a whole child perspective, not a diagnosis that replaces identity. One of the book's most important ideas is that a child with autism should be seen first as a child, not as a label. Knopbohm repeatedly pushes readers to separate the person from the diagnosis, because assumptions about what a child can or cannot do often shape outcomes more than the diagnosis itself. This matters in daily life when adults expect less. They often receive less effort, less confidence, and less engagement. The book argues that autism is only one part of a child's identity, and that strengths, preferences, and temperament must remain visible. This is not a sentimental point, but a practical one. A child who feels reduced to a diagnosis may become passive, defensive, or discouraged. By contrast, a child who is treated as capable and individual is more likely to try, communicate, and participate. The book's whole child framing is therefore foundational to its approach to parenting and education. Secondly, sensory processing differences are treated as a basic cause of behavior, not background detail. A central theme in the book is that many challenging behaviors make more sense once adults understand sensory overload. Knopbohm describes environments that may seem ordinary to neurotypical people, but feel chaotic, painful, or disorienting to an autistic child. Noise, light, touch, texture, smell, and movement can all interfere with attention, comfort, and self-regulation. The practical implication is significant behavior cannot be interpreted accurately if sensory conditions are ignored. A child who covers ears, avoids crowds, or appears uncooperative may be responding to physical overload rather than disobedience. The book encourages adults to look for triggers and to adjust the environment before demanding compliance. This approach shifts the focus from punishment to problem solving. It also helps readers understand why a child may manage well in one setting and struggle in another. By placing sensory processing at the center of explanation, the book makes autism more legible and less mysterious. Thirdly, the distinction between cannot and will not is the key to better communication. Knopbohm gives unusual attention to language because communication difficulties are often misunderstood as refusal or defiance. A major practical lesson in the book is the need to distinguish between what a child will not do and what a child cannot do at that moment. That difference changes adult behavior immediately. If a child cannot process a long instruction, interpret figurative language, or retrieve words quickly, then repeated demands only increase frustration. The book encourages plain speech, shorter directions, and concrete explanations. It also stresses that many autistic children are visually oriented, so showing, modeling, or using schedules can be more effective than verbal prompting alone. This is one of the book's most useful contributions because it ties language style to actual comprehension. It does not assume the child is being resistant simply because speech is delayed or unconventional. Instead, it treats communication as a skill with multiple channels, each needing support. That view helps adults respond more accurately and reduce unnecessary conflict. Fourthly, the book treats behavior as communication and teaches adults to search for hidden causes. A recurring idea in the book is that behavior often expresses something the child cannot say directly. This is one reason the book is so influential in practical settings. It encourages readers to ask what a behavior is telling them instead of immediately trying to suppress it. The same behavior may reflect sensory overload, fatigue, hunger, anxiety, transition difficulty, or difficulty making sense of expectations. The book does not reduce all behavior to a single cause. Instead, it trains adults to observe patterns and respond with curiosity. That approach is especially important because children with autism may not yet have the language to explain their distress. By treating conduct as communication, the book turns discipline into investigation. It also models a more respectful relationship where adults become interpreters and supporters rather than mere enforcers. Lastly, The book's educational value lies in its advocacy model for home and school support beyond understanding autism. The book is strongly focused on what adults should do with that understanding. KnotBone presents caregivers and educators as advocates, guides, and partners in a child's development. This is not about lowering expectations, but about creating conditions where growth is possible. The book emphasizes strengths-based support, patience, visual structure, social coaching, and unconditional acceptance. It also recognizes that children need help learning how to join group activities, navigate social expectations, and transition toward greater independence. These recommendations make the book especially useful in classrooms and family settings, where abstract awareness alone is not enough. What distinguishes it from more clinical books is its combination of empathy and direct application. It offers a practical mindset that can change how adults interpret behavior, set expectations, and communicate daily. In that sense, the book functions less as a diagnosis manual and more as a relationship guide built around informed advocacy. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, teachers, aides, therapists, school staff, and family members who want a clear entry point into understanding autism in everyday life. It is also useful for readers who do not need a technical clinical text, but do need practical guidance that can change how they respond to children. Its main benefit is not only information, but interpretation. It helps adults read sensory distress, communication difficulty, and social confusion with more accuracy and less judgment. That can lead to better routines, fewer power struggles, and more effective support at home or in school. Compared with many autism books, it stands out because of its concise structure, child-centered voice, and emphasis on concrete adult behavior rather than abstract theory. It is not exhaustive, but it is highly usable, which is part of its strength. For readers seeking a compassionate, readable, and practical foundation for supporting autistic children, it remains one of the most distinctive books in its category. If you would like to support Ellen KnotBone, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description.